This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about Pakistani Christians who are facing extra difficulties during the COVID-19 pandemic because of their faith. One ministry says Christians in Pakistan are even being denied aid because they believe in Jesus. Stay tuned to learn how you can be praying.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvelle.com. That's Bob, Sauvelle.com/our-eyes-r-on-you.
People around the globe are wrestling with the difficulties of COVID-19, but Pakistani Christians have a unique set of struggles. The Tide, a ministry that shares Christian content on the radio to countries where Christians are persecuted, says that Pakistani believers are experiencing even more difficulties during the pandemic because of their faith. The Tide recently began broadcasting the gospel in two languages in Pakistan. The Tide director Don Shank says this: "It's been an exciting development to share the hope of Christ with these precious people in Pakistan. But unfortunately, there have been reports in other areas of Pakistan that Christians have been denied aid during the COVID-19 pandemic simply because of their faith in Jesus." End quote. International Christian Concern has documented instances in which Pakistani Christians were turned away from aid distribution because of their religious affiliation. They give an example from early April in which 100 Christian families were excluded from a distribution of food aid. The aid was designed to help deserving families in their village, but not one single Christian family was selected. Independent Catholic News also reports that NGOs operating in Karachi were providing food to the homeless, yet they only gave food to Muslims and not to members of minority faiths. Listeners, please pray for Christians in Pakistan at this time, that Jesus would provide for every need they have, especially during this pandemic. Tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.